Welcome to Pick the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Winners podcast. This is David Hochberg, your host. Thank you for joining us. We've been talking about getting approved to buy a home prior to going out and even finding a home. Why? Because it eliminates the stress. Why? Because you know exactly what you can afford. Why? Because your offer, your bid to buy that home, your contract jumps to the top of the contracts when sellers are looking at offers, because you basically have next to a cash offer. The next best thing is an approved loan. And I'm going to invite Rose to come on the show in a couple of minutes here, but Rose called us. Rose heard the ads. Rose wanted to check to see if the ads were true. So she gave us a call. I hooked her up with my team member, Fidel Godinez, who collected all of her information, got her approved. And if it wasn't for the seller dragging their feet, would have closed her loan in about 10 to 14 days instead of the 21 days, which is still quick, by the way. A little longer than we had wanted to, but, you know, it works, folks. The system works. This approval before you go look at a home works. I'd like to welcome Rose to the podcast. Rose recently bought a home and used our services, and I invited Rose to come on to talk about the experience, because a lot of people think it's overwhelming. A lot of people think, oh, my God, I can't handle all the pressure. Oh, my God, I can't handle all the stress, all the anxiety. And Rose is here to tell them what, Rose?
It's not as bad as you think. As long as you have all your paperwork prepared, the Pearl Mortgage team, they were just awesome. They told me exactly what paperwork I needed ahead of time. And the minute I had it turned into them, they had it turned into their underwriters and everything, and it was just boom, 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 all set, and I was done. It was really that simple.
So
I guess I lucked out. I don't know, but it was just great.
No, you didn't luck out. You followed along.
Yeah.
You didn't fight us on what we asked for.
Exactly.
You know, lending has changed a little bit from the last time you secured a loan, and lot of new regulations, lot of different hoops we have to jump through, but it basically comes down to income, assets, type of property, and credit report. And it,
right.
And you know, hey, Rose, we need a bank statement. You're missing page 5. Send us page 5. No problem. Boom.
Exactly.
Send us page 5. Hey, Rose, your pay stub was cut off when you went to scan it or copy it. The bottom year to date was cut off. We're going to need another copy. No problem. Boom. It came
right
over. A lot of people, Rose, you know, like to go back and say, well, you know, I'm 800 credit score. I make 300 grand a year, and I'm putting down half, 50% down. I shouldn't have to give you that stuff. And who do you think you are? I'm big, bad, powerful man, female, she-male, he-male. You know, I am king of the world, queen of the world, and I shouldn't have to do that. And it's just not like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the underwriter wants to see who's grading your paper, who you really are, to make sure that the income is there, make sure the assets are there, make sure the credit's there, make sure you haven't gone out and bought an RV or a speedboat or a brand new, you know, $150,000 automobile to blow up your credit and add payments to your ratios that would disqualify you. But
right,
what was buying a home like, and why? Well, you know, let's talk about this first. A lot of people advertise on the radio. You pass probably 5, 10, 15 different banks when you're driving around doing your errands or going back and forth to work every single day. You know, on the weekends, you're mobile, moving around. Why us as opposed to stopping in at one of the 15 different banks you pass on a continual basis or calling one of the other lenders on the radio? What made Pearl Mortgage stand out from the rest of them?
Well, first of all, I did hear about you guys today because I do listen to WGN Radio. Believe it or not, I'm not just saying this. Every morning on my drive in, so I did hear the good reviews. But I did try a couple other lenders, and their closing costs were truly higher. I would say, you know, when I spoke to Fidel, which was a team leader, I was telling him how much this other company wanted to charge me, and it was easy more than $2,000 more than what your company had charged me. So, you know, that's one reason why I came. And not to mention, you know, the banks, they had the more points or the higher interest rates. And even my own bank that I've been doing my banking with for I don't know how many years now, you know, even their interest rates and all that weren't as low, if not as low points-wise in that than your company. And I know you give us the rates that are out there, but it just seemed to be that you were able to lock me in and get everything taken care of quick enough so I can get the rate, the low rate that I signed up for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was just mostly, like I said, I did my homework. I checked other places. Family, of course, you know, use this guy, use this guy. My nephew, perfect example, went through with this one guy and ended up having trouble with some kind of paperwork, but his credit was messed up or something. And the guy wouldn't even tell him, what do I need to do? How do I need to fix it? You know, anything. He just said, you just need to figure it out and come back to me. Whereas Fidel, anytime I needed something, you know, like, for example, I have my stuff in pods. So I have no access to any of my personal property because it's somewhere I don't even know where my property is. But, you know, he was able to tell me, like, for example, my taxes. I didn't have my taxes from the previous year because I had already filed them. And he gave me the advice that I didn't know. It was a simple answer. He said, just go to your accountant. She should be able to print you out a new set of your taxes right there and then. Yeah. And I was panicking because I'm thinking, okay, great. There goes everything. I don't have my paperwork. It's all put away in store. So, you know, he was able to, you know, guide me through it and tell me how to get a hold of stuff that I needed, whether it be going down to Cook County for divorce papers from 20 years ago or something like that. And not to mention the electronic sign up and everything that you guys have. Everything was just done through email. There was no having to travel back and forth anywhere to take care of paperwork. It was just done, boom, 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 right at my desk. So it was just, it was a great, you know, experience, plain and simple. I definitely have been recommending you guys to other people. So hopefully you get more and more, you know, customers.
Well, I appreciate that. And you're a perfect example of, I preach and preach and preach about getting approved, not pre-approved, but getting approved beforehand. And right. By collecting all your documents and getting all that stuff done before you even buy a home and having it in our system and saying, hey, we're missing the tax returns, getting that stuff done ahead of time cuts your stress down because you don't have a closing date hanging over your head, right? It's like, hey, Rose, we need the tax returns. Oh, my God, it's packed away. Rose, don't worry about it. Let's contact your CPA. Boom, we got it from the CPA. Hey, Rose, we need a copy of this. Oh, my God, it's packed away. No problem. We could go over here. We got all that stuff collected. We had you approved before you went to go buy a house. And then when you found a house, we were able to close within 20 days because we had everything. And we could have closed sooner, but the seller didn't want to get out any sooner than we did. I mean, I think we had your loan done within about 14 days because of the appraisal. The appraiser got delayed for some reason, but other than getting the appraiser and title, we were essentially done, and you could have closed sooner than 20 days.
Yeah, I think the reason why the appraisal got delayed, if it did, if anything, was for a couple of things, is because the owners, the sellers, in other words, wasn't doing the different fixings up that you know the inspector said needed to be done. They were lagging on that because they didn't want to do the stuff that the inspector said to get fixed. But other than that, it wasn't on our part. It was on, you know, the seller's part. So it probably would have been gone. That would have been done, I don't know how many, much more sooner. But
yeah,
that was the only delay is on the seller's part. So other than that, there was no delays.
Well, you're a perfect
and
example.
And even the day of closing, I think we were complete because Fidel's team, you know, Stacy, and I forget the other lady that was helping me, but there was Stacy and Fidel and that. They had all the paperwork and everything was already just perfectly set up, and I think we finished within the hour we were in and out of that office.
Yeah.
And the only delay was actually getting the check from the seller, getting their check from, I don't know who had delayed it because it had to be split between brothers. Other than that, it would have been done probably within a half hour.
Yeah.
But no, it went all nice and smooth. Fidel even showed up to make sure that everything was going nice and smooth. You guys, you know, it was just a personal touch where, like, I wasn't even expecting to see him there. But he made sure to show up that everything went smooth during the closing, and it was great.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. You're a perfect example of the approval process that we talked about. There's other people on the radio that tout pre-approval and how they'll give checks to people if the deal falls through. Yeah, that's great. Sorry, Mr. McGillicuddy. Sorry, Mrs. McGillicuddy, your deal fell through. But here's $1,000. Great. That's wonderful. You know, the biggest difference is your deal was done. Your loan was done. I hate using deal.
Yeah.
Your loan was done before you bought a home. And as long as you bought a home within a certain price range and a certain real estate tax bracket and income tax bracket and homeowners insurance, as long as your homeowners and income tax, and if you needed PMI, fell within a certain range, range of, say 600 and a low range of a dollar, you qualified and you bought a home that fell right into those brackets and those ranges, and we were able to close as fast as the seller in this case would allow us to sell. We would have closed sooner, but the seller was dragging their feet for the other 4,000 reasons that sellers drag their feet. But on behalf of Fidel, on behalf of Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage, you were wonderful to work with. You're a poster child, a poster girl for the approval process prior to buying a home, and I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to share your experience and your success story with the listeners of this podcast. So thank you very, very much, and I really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to work with you.
No, thank you. Trust me, because you don't know how happy I was when it finally all went through. And after looking for a home, the last thing you want is going to be stressful with the closing, and that part at least was not. The finding a home was hard.
At least
the closing part was not. But so thank you. Your team did an awesome job. Trust me, they really did a good job.
Thank you. All right, you have a wonderful day, and enjoy that new home when you move in, okay?
Thank you. Okay, bye.
All right, sweetheart, bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.